Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
We're going to focus in on the strong trial session out at Randwick this morning. The first trial was run on a good rated track, the course proper at Randwick. Cascadian, Flit, Home of the Brave, and all eyes were on Classic Legend.
And they're off and racing now, and Soothing bounced out fast. And it'll lead the trial early from Home of the Brave. Runaway pushes through into third, and Classic Legend will settle fourth on the outside. Next came Flip back along the rails. Too Fierce Impact, and a length away at the end is Cascadian. So Home of the Brave led them at the 600 by a length on Soothing running second. A length away, Classic Legend travelling well third. Fourth is Runaway. They're followed then by Flit along the rails from Fierce Impact and to Cascadian. Coming around the home turn now, 400 metres left to travel, and the leader Home of the Brave, but Classic Legend strode up strongly on the outside. McAvoy hasn't moved yet. He's taken the lead, Classic Legend from Home of the Brave. Then came Soothing, Fierce Impact. Cascadian's got to the outside, but Classic Legend opens up 100 to go, dash 2, 3 lengths in front of Home of the Brave. He's got a mountain to climb in 6 weeks, and he's looking pretty good, Classic Legend. He won it by 2.5 and did it brilliantly. Second Home of the Brave, third Soothing, and fourth Fierce Impact from Cascadian. They're followed by Flip back in behind them, and last Runaway.
Yeah, very impressive, Classic Legend. They covered the 1,000 metres in 58.49, the last 600 in 33.7. As I say, on a good rated track, and it was a real comfortable hit out by Kieran McAvoy. Hasn't he got a tough decision? Out there this morning was Carmel Size on behalf of the owner, and of course, trainer Les Bridge is on the line. Hello, Carmel.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. It just looks superb this morning.
Just absolutely delighted with what I've seen today. You know, the horse, it's like almost watching a slow motion replay of him. You know, just his action is just perfect, you know. I'm not saying that, you know, going to be bullish and going to say, you know, he'll be, you know, red-hot favourite in the Everest or anything, but he's right where we need him to be, and the dream is still alive, you know. It's all systems go now. And I don't doubt that we'll be lining up in that race.
Okay. With just his, Kieran McAvoy obviously has got a pretty tough choice coming up here with what he rides in the shorts. Are you guaranteed now shorts after that this morning?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. That's where he's headed. That'll be his first up. That'll be his first up run. And I'll leave the hard decision to Kieran. There's certainly no pressure from us. I don't think I'll be left without a jockey.
No, there's been jockeys in the mix, so you've got people on standby if he does decide to go the other way.
100%, yes.
Yeah, okay. Just watching him this morning, Classic Legend, he was at no point asked to do anything. He just did it under his own steam, but he did it so beautifully.
Yes, he did. Kieran commented to me post-trial, had he wanted to lead the trial from the jump, he could have easily done that. But, you know, it was always our intention to try and hold him back a little bit, even though there wasn't much speed. But when he gave him a squeeze, he just wants to run. The horse is an athlete. He's enthusiastic about, the task at hand. He was a little bit out of sorts at home this morning because he was out of his routine. He was a bit grumpy with me. But he's happy to come down here and go to big school again.
Is that a sign? I mean, didn't you give him any carrots yesterday, Carmel?
No, he had plenty of carrots and had to pick for an hour and a half yesterday. But we're just, normally he's bedded down and he's having his full breakfast, by quarter to eight. And at quarter to eight, he's getting saddled up. So he's sort of like thinking, well, what am I doing today? Mm. You know, but as soon as he got down here, he's just lovely, relaxed. Happy to be here, happy for everyone to be looking at him. You know, that's his whole thing. He's a bit of a show-off. He likes people to look at him.
With that 1,000-metre trial this morning, what does Les do with Classic Legend, you know, between now and the shorts? Is he a horse that needs one or two more serious gallops?
He probably would need, we're 10 days away, he'd probably have one more serious gallop, and we just keep ticking him over. Very grateful for the help that Kieran McAvoy has given us in the lead up to today. I mean, he's even popped in to ride him slow work for us on a Saturday morning, which has been tremendous. Also, our apprentice, Chris Williams, he's his regular rider every other day. So we just keep him ticking away. I said to Les, your job, you train the horse. My job, keep the horse happy.
Yeah, yeah, understand. Well, watching him this morning, he was just very strong in his work, and Classique Legend is there. It's going to be we called them the race on Saturday a mini Everest. The shorts will be a big Everest because they're all just going to be there.
That's right. But you know, just from where we're sitting, we're pretty happy going into that race that we're going to be a live chance. You know, it is racing. We've always got to remember it is racing. Anything can happen, Andrew.
Yeah, no,
you know, luck on the day and things like that. I just don't want to get you know, too far ahead of myself. But from this point in time, I'm very, very happy that the dream's still alive.
Okay. And it's up to Kay McAvoy now. He's got a bit of – I think it's got probably a bit harder even after this morning. What did you think after watching Redzel on the weekend? Were you thinking anything about which way he might go?
I thought Redzel was actually brilliant, and I know that he's going to prove again if we get with ground that's a little bit wetter than what it was on Saturday. Look, I would hate to be in Karen's position. But whatever happens, like I've got another two trialers today, Karen's on both those horses, the door doesn't shut. I mean, that's a decision he has to make. That's racing. I understand that. You know, he'll still continue the association with the Legend horses, whichever way he goes.
Understand. All right, we'll wait and see for that decision. Carmel, thanks for sparing our listeners a few minutes on Classique Legend. Can't wait to see him at the races.
Okay, thanks very much.